Cheryl Bastian is with In the Woods Animal Rescue here in northwestern Alberta. Cheryl, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for doing this. A lot of money has been raised due to the unfortunate passing of actress Betty White on New Year's Eve, but she was a fantastic animals advocate. And In the Woods has been a benefactor of the Betty White Challenge, has it not?
Yes, it has. It was very successful.
$30,500 and still counting, from what I understand, has been raised so far. Just get your comments, if I may, on the fact that that amount of money was raised.
You know, when the challenge came out, we were excited because you know, Betty White is known in the rescue world. She's been a very nice lady. She was prominent in terms of animal advocacy. So we were really pleased that that someone had thought of doing that, because what a nice memory to leave for Betty. And then when the donations started coming in, we were incredibly humbled on a number of reasons. One, because we were very happy to see that kind of recognition for her. And then we started seeing the recognition for us as a rescue. When people were sending in the e-transfers, there were tons of comments about how people were happy about the rescue. They told us stories about some of the animals that they had adopted or friends had adopted. Very encouraging comments about the work that we did. So it was amazing. It was not what we expected at all.
It was unfortunate that we did lose Betty on New Year's Eve, just shy of 100 years of age, which would have been on Monday. But this challenge came forward. In your mind, how good of a challenge was this and is this, especially in the month of January?
Well, that's just it. When we're dealing with the effects of COVID and the decline in the oil business in Alberta, people were really hurting financially. It's right after Christmas. So honestly, I didn't expect a whole lot. But typically in sort of like Betty's name, all that was asked for was $5. And a lot of people normally when they donate, they think, oh, I don't want to just send that. That's nothing. But you know, 20 people sending or 5 people sending $5 is a bag of specialty dog food. You know, 10 people sending that goes towards the neutering of a tomcat. You know, it all adds up and it all adds together and makes an incredible difference. So even a small token makes a big difference.
What is the money being used for in the woods?
Well, you know, we were taken quite by surprise. So we didn't really have anything planned or hadn't made any plans for it. But when we're looking at this kind of a total, now we have to get together and say, okay, maybe we can put some of our longer-term plans in place, improving our kennels, doing some extra things. But no matter what we pick or how we do it, it'll definitely be for the animals.
Cheryl Bastian is with In the Woods Animal Rescue in northwestern Alberta, one of the benefactors of the Betty White Challenge. Cheryl, again, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Take care.